بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في بيان كثرة طرق الخير. There is a next chapter in which it discusses that there are many ways of good work, of reaching Allah Ta'ala. There is not only one way, there are many ways. And in that, ulama have said that nobody should think that the way he is on is the only way. For some people, Allah has put their wilayat, and they are the awliya in that tahajjud namaz. They might see somebody else who is not making tahajjud, but that person might be doing social welfare work. And Allah has put his wilayat in social and welfare work. And somebody else, Allah has put his wilayat, for example, in the work of tabligh and da'wat, and he is engaged in that. Somebody else in teaching Quran, etc. So they are all different, which Allah says in the Quran, فَلَا تَعْلِمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنٍ. No nafs, no person knows what sweetness of iman Allah has put in the heart of a person. Nobody knows the next person's condition. So we shouldn't think that the path we are on is the only path of righteousness, of salvation. We should appreciate all works of deen everywhere. And also at the same time, that there are various aspects of deen's work. Which one takes us more higher to Allah? Which one takes us more faster to Allah? That we should be also conscious of all the time. When we press in our GPS, we sometimes look for the fastest route. Sometimes we look for the shortest route. So yeah, to reach Allah Ta'ala also, we should always be looking for the fastest route and the shortest route that reaches Allah Ta'ala. Just like, for example, a laborer works so hard the whole day. He starts very early in the morning, he ends up very late at night, but he earns a very little bit. Another person who sits in a very comfortable office, air conditioned, he goes to work 9, 10 o'clock. He knocks off at 3, 4 o'clock, and he earns so much. So in the same way, in the matters of deen, there are some people who do a lot of work of deen, but they earn very little. And other people who work very little, but they earn a lot. For example, the glaring example, the Jews work from the time, which the example is given, from Fajr till Zohar, and they get a very small wage. The Christians work from Asr, Zohar to Maghrib, they also get a small wage. The Muslims work for a very short while, from Asr to Maghrib, and they get a very big wage. Also, what all our ibadah that we do, if a person, for example, has got taqwa, then Allah Ta'ala increases the value of all his amal, what he does. He might do the same as somebody else, but because of taqwa, his ibadat is gone much more further. For we all have made our fajr namaz. It comes in the hadith, a person who makes miswak and makes his namaz is 27 times, 70 times more better than the person who did not make miswak. So we all made the same namazes, the same fajr, two sunnats, the same two fajr, two farz. But those who made miswak, their reward is as though they made 140 rakats of namaz. And 140 of the farz also. So like 280 compared to those who did not make miswak. So a person must be very conscious that all my ibadat I am doing, just that small adjustment, and my ibadat becomes so much more heavier and weightier in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Like that, all the zikrs also that we make, we should, like for example, reading the durood, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan bima huwa ahlu, 70 farishtas for 1,000 days get tired in writing the sawab. And in that place we could have read another durood also. But it is not that sawab as this durood has got. And there are many other durood also, that in a little while, the durood of Friday after Asr, 80 times a person reads, and his 80 years ibadat sawab he gets. 80 years gunas are made maaf. So a person must be constantly looking for those amal which he can do and he can get the maximum reward. After all, in dunya things also, if a person gets a job where he can earn 10,000 and he gets a job where he can earn 20,000, naturally he's going for the job where he's going to get 20,000. And if many times the higher the wage, the less the work also. The responsibility is more, but the less the work. Like a laborer, he works, he's digging trenches, doing construction work, and so hard he works, but he gets very little. On the other hand, the architect who sits in his office, air-conditioned office, draws a few lines, and he gets so much more wages. So in the matters of deen also, we should see that how we can get the maximum reward. If we think of one simple thing, we all made our Fajr namaz now. Those of us who took the trouble to see that our heels are on the line, how much more greater and فَإِنَّ تَسْوِيَةَ الصُّفُوفِ مِنْ إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. The straightening of the saf is of the perfection of namaz. And how many of us, our whole heel is behind the line. And we are making namaz for so long, whether we are even learned people, but we are not conscious. And that namaz which we made, just because our heels were behind the line, or in front of the line, that value we dropped it completely. And had we taken that little trouble of seeing that we are on the line, and how many of us, one person, his two legs also not on the same line. One leg is in front and one leg is at the back. And this is also so common, and of good people who are namazis for years, who are learned people and they're making their namaz. But just because of this lack of focusing, we lose out so tremendously. And if we just pay attention to the small, what we will call small, small things, but the result of it by Allah and the reward of it is very great. So there is also a very important chapter in which all these matters are discussed, that a person must see of the various ways that Allah has kept. And this is also Allah Ta'ala's great favor, that he hasn't just kept one way. Any abid who makes Allah's ibadat will know that when there is a tana'ur, a change of ibadat, like he makes tilawat now, then he's making zikr now, now he's making dua, now he's making namaz, he doesn't get tired. His heart is in the ibadat all the time. If we were all the time only doing one ibadat, a person will get tired. And in this process, a person whose islah is made and who has got nisbat with Allah Ta'ala, even his eating, he turns it into ibadat and into a very great ibadat. The niyat he makes when he eats, he doesn't just eat like any other person without any intention. And most of us, unfortunately, though we might regard ourselves as pious, or other people regard us as pious, but we're not reading Bismillah even still. And at the end of eating, we're not even saying Alhamdulillah. Just like animals, we start eating and we finish off. Just by those few things, the eating also can be a very, very big ibadah by Allah Ta'ala. The same way our sleeping. We sleep 6-8 hours, whatever it might be. If we just make the correct intention of sleeping, and we read the appropriate small, short dua, that whole 6-8 hours will be not only ibadat, but a very big ibadat. And the same way, even going to toilet. Today is Jummah, all of us will bath. If we make the niyat correct of bathing, that bathing will be such a great ibadat. We will be cutting our nails, removing unwanted hair. Just with our niyat correct, all this will also become a very big ibadat. And if we just do it without any intention, we just do it, we just did it. Just like an animal does what it has to do, ours will also be the same. So therefore, to become conscious of Allah and to understand this great ni'mat of the different ways and how we can reach Allah if we make a little effort in that direction, which is also called our islah. And we are conscious of it. How many of us are so busy making the islah of other people, but our own islah is still not made? We are still miles and miles away from where we have to be, but we are very concerned about the islah of other people. Allah give us tawfiq to understand this beautiful deen, and in its practicality and reality, bring it into our life, and and then we will get the actual enjoyment of deen. Then we won't even know, doubt will come in our hearts of the wrong things which are happening. And the people who are going in the wrong direction and going in the wrong places, the hatred of those things will come. This will be when this deen comes properly into our hearts. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.